for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, September the 3rd, 2016. Carter B. Todd is the speaker of the service, teaching on sins that bring a curse of death. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I bet if the whole city was standing around and some kid was stoned to death for disobeying his parents, next time Mama said, go take the garbage out, they would be jumping to take the garbage out. There would be no, all I don't want to. Well, they just saw someone be stoned to death. I think that'd be serious. So, Father. Oh, wait, let me get back up. In Exodus 20:12, it says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, if you didn't have a mother and father that loved you and nurtured you, I want you to go to LHBCOnline.com, scroll down to my name, and there's a teaching called Complex Relationships. There's one for mothers and daughters exclusively, and then there's one for parents. It'll bless you. Complex relationships between mothers and daughters are complex relationships with parents. LHBC online.
And what's your name?
Carla B. Todd. B-U-T-A-U-D. Okay. In Ephesians 6:2, it's repeated. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. See, there's a promise that goes with being obedient, honoring your mom and dad. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me for all the times I cursed my mother and father. Forgive me for every time I disobeyed them. Forgive me for the times I've disobeyed you. Forgive me for each time I failed to honor them and spoke to them with contemptuous language. And for every time I was rude and disrespectful and treated them disgracefully. Forgive me for all the ways I behaved that caused them to be afflicted in their body, their soul, their spirit, their emotion, their reputation, their finances, for all the time I caused them shame and emotional pain. I forgive my mom and dad for all the times they failed me, hurt me, disappointed me, wounded my spirit, or caused me to feel unloved or unwanted. I now break the curse of death and the death sentence that came upon me through disobeying and not honoring my parents. And I command out of me every spirit that came in through these sins. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Death, go. Get out of me. And I give leave to every familiar spirit that came with them. In Jesus' name, go. Father, I thank you that because of your shed blood, I can confess my sin. And you are faithful to forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. I now bless my mom and dad and ask you, Father, to bless them and restore to them all that the enemy stole from them through me. I ask that you restore to me all that the enemy stole from me through my cooperation with him. I also ask you to forgive me for all the hurt and destruction I have caused in the lives of others as well. Because you know what? When there is a rebellious kid in the family, everybody suffers for it.
Yes.
And I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and ministering angels to them all and work forgiveness toward me in their heart. I am truly sorry for all the heartache I have caused to those who love me. Father, I ask for a new beginning. I ask you to come live your life in and through me. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost and power so that I can successfully live the life you intended me to have. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The next subject that will bring a death curse on a person is adultery. Leviticus 20, verse 10. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Can you imagine how many people are walking around with this curse? A death sentence on their life that has never connected the dots from problems arising from this curse. Matthew 5:27. Jesus said, ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, see, there was a change. A change took place. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. If these scriptures speak of men lusting, it would also apply to women. Everyone who has looked with lust, whether man or woman, is guilty of lusting in their hearts and therefore have committed adultery and have received a death sentence. So technically, anyone who is indulged in pornography or romance novels, which stirs one sensually, is guilty of adultery.
Right.
And brings upon themselves a curse of death, a death sentence.
Right.
Now, we wouldn't connect the dots to that, would we? You go to the doctor and you get some incurable diagnosis. Would you ever connect it back to looking at porn? Or would you ever connect it to committing adultery? Matthew 5:31 says, it has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery. Uh-oh. Boy, we have a lot of that in our society. Even in the church, nobody thinks a thing of it because, after all, it's socially acceptable. You know how prevalent it is. Now, there are some scripturally acceptable conditions for divorce. I'm not talking about those today. I'm talking about divorces that happen because both parties are unwilling to take their broken marriage to God and submit to God. There's a curse of death that comes upon the man and the woman when they remarry.
Wow.
When they remarry, they get a death sentence and they get a death sentence. Sounds hard. Those are not my words. I'm just quoting Jesus. The religious folk who were constantly trying to trick Jesus said in Matthew 19:3, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And Jesus answered and said, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall become one flesh? Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away? And Jesus said, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. Those are the words of Jesus. Is divorce the unforgivable sin? No. But the curse of death that accompanies divorce needs to be broken. So, Father, now, listen, maybe you never were divorced, but maybe your mom and dad got divorced and remarried. Death sentence falls on the children. It just keeps going. Maybe that's why children are born with diseases. Who knows? But we need to take care of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for hardening my heart and not coming to you for the healing of my marriage. I ask you to forgive me for everything I did that contributed to the divorce and that prevented reconciliation. I now bind the curse of death that comes with divorce. I break its power off my life and my seed and my seed forever. And I command every spirit that came in through divorce and adultery to go in the name of Jesus. And I give leave to every familiar spirit of divorce that came with it. And death. Familiar spirits of death. Okay, the next subject is incest. Let me read to you the definition of incest. The crime of cohabitation or sexual intercourse between persons related. Sex between members in the same family. Parents with children, grandparents with grandchildren, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, etc. Leviticus 20, verse 11. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Other scriptures, Leviticus 20:17. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. And they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. Verse 19. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin. They shall bear the iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. Wow. Okay? That could be a root to not being able to have children. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for the sin of incest. I bind and break the curse of death that came upon me from incest. I command every spirit that came into me through incest to leave me now. And I give leave to every familiar spirit that attached itself to me. Go. In the name of Jesus. Out. In the name of Jesus. And if you had incest, and we covered that a lot in the morning prayer, but if you have relationships like that, you need to break the soul ties with them. And if anybody was incested or molested or any of these situations, you need to break the soul ties. There's a lot of mental confusion and insanity spirits in the world today because of incest.
Right.
Sexual sin. Homosexuality is next. Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them shall have committed an abomination. Now, if somebody wanted to haul me off to jail for a hate crime, I just want you to know I'm quoting God. These are not my words. This is God's word. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. This is rampant. It's one of those things that came out of the closet in a big way. It's come out of the closet right onto every TV show, every fashion person. I mean, it's rampant. And there's a lot of lies out there. This is the way God made me. No. No. Yeah, they say I was born like that. But guess what? Because of familiar spirits. And I'll tell you how God showed me that. Because we have a homosexual in our family. Now that kind of threw me for a loop, because not my immediate family, but my extended family. It's in the bloodline. But it was my cousin who married a man who just seemed so good to be true that it was true that it was too good to be true. But he had an addiction to porn. She knew nothing of it. She thought he was going to work, and he was really going to one of those places on the side of the highway where they show all those movies, and no telling what goes on in those places. But anyway, she didn't know. And he got her pregnant. They were married. She's going to have a baby. But I'm telling you, that confronted me, because I could see that homosexual spirit on that little boy when he was a toddler. You could see it. Where'd that come from? You know, people say, they choose to be that way. He was born that way. I'm telling you. So the Lord talked to me about that. So you know what the Lord showed me? When he was sitting there and he watched porn at home on the computer, all those perverse spirits were coming into him and attaching to his seed. And then he puts the seed in her. And the familiar spirits went with it into the womb. And no, just familiar spirits that attached themselves to his seed. Perversion, homosexuality, bestiality, whatever he was looking at in that pornography was attaching. Those spirits came into him and they were attached to his sperm. And when he impregnated his wife, all those perverse spirits went right in there and were in the womb with the baby, and those homosexual spirits were attached to the infant when it was born. But it's not incurable. There is nothing beyond the blood of Jesus Christ. It's an abomination. It's demonic. Do we hate them? No. We know that it's a demon. And they can be healed. Like Jesus, you cast that demon out and then you heal them. That's what he did. It's been around forever. There's nothing new under the sun. No matter what the laws of man or government say concerning homosexuality, God makes it very clear it's an abomination. And those who practice homosexuality bring a curse of death upon themselves, a death sentence. You know, when that happened in Florida, And I heard, I don't know how true it is, that the guy who did it was also a homosexual that went into that gay bar and shot all those people. And you know, it's horrific for that to happen. But they all had a death sentence on them. And so you start seeing things that make sense. I see why they get killed. It's a death sentence. If you call yourself a Christian, that means a follower of Christ, then your opinions will line up with God's opinions. on a matter. Every time, no exceptions. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. Now, let me just say this. You know, children are born with familiar spirits. So you see children acting in a way. See, this is where it gets tricky. I had a wreck a couple of years ago. A one car, the roads were wet. I hydroplaned. I was going around a curve. My car went off the road. I ended up in the trees. And then they gave me a ticket. But I wasn't speeding. Well, anytime you lose control of your car, you get a ticket. So I was going to contest the ticket. I mean, y'all set the speed limit on the road. I mean, if I hydroplane off, you might want to consider lowering the speed limit. No. But I did go to contest it because if the wreck really wasn't my fault. So why should I be ticketed for it? So I'm talking to the district attorney in our little town. The judge was sick that day, so I got to talk to the district attorney. And he had a case coming up later that day. It was a child molestation case that happened years ago. It was going to be, he said, there's no evidence. It's going to be a he said, she said, you know, thing like that. And I said, I would really hate to sit on a jury concerning molestation, child abuse, whatever, sexual sin of some kind, because I'm this way. If somebody hurt one of my grandbabies or my children when they were little that way, I would have no problem standing against the wall and killing them to hurt one of mine like that, knowing what it does to them. But there was no evidence or anything. And I said, but here's what I know now. A long time ago, I would hear a child say, this happened, this happened, this happened. You're guilty, bud, and you're going to prison. But what if, knowing what I know now, what if the mother was molested, but the child has the familiar spirit? Remember, I've never been molested, but I had some things going on that are very evident in children that are sexually molested. And if they had taken me to the doctor and I said, or they just observed some of the things I was doing, they would say, she's been molested. But it could be a familiar spirit of molestation. It would be really hard. Because I've heard people tell me that, well, that little child, I watched her. She seduced the man. The man said, she seduced me. And they're like, oh, how ridiculous. Well, she may have had a spirit of seduction. You know, these little kids. Yeah. That can be a familiar spirit. Well, just bind the thing. Bind it. If it's your child, when they're asleep, go to the bedroom door and say, I cast that seductive spirit out of her in the name of Jesus, or him. Whichever. It's not exclusive. Demons don't care if they get a boy or a girl. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for having anything to do with homosexuality, even experimentation. You know, kids experiment. And not long ago, there was a song that came out by Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Well, how many little girls started kissing each other, never having a thought to kiss each other, but they heard the song and liked the song, and so, hey, let's try it. Opens the door for homosexuality. Even experimentation. I now break soul ties. If you've ever had one of those situations, think of the person right now. And I break soul ties with them. I send their soul and spirit back to them. I call my soul and spirit back from them. Cleansed and sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind. And I break the curse of death that came upon me through the sin of homosexuality. And I command every spirit that came into me through homosexuality to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out. And I give leave to the familiar spirit of homosexuality that would draw other homosexuals to me. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The generational curse off of the bloodline.
Okay, I break the generationally inherited curse of homosexuality that came down through the bloodline. I break it off of you now, and I break the death sentence that came with it in Jesus' name. Even it came in the form of a disease, calamities, problems, whatever way it's affecting your life, I break it in the name of Jesus. Okay. Verse 14. A man who has sex with his wife and her mother, all three receive a death sentence and are to be burned with fire until they die, that there be no wickedness among you. Now, if you've done that with a man, have his wife and her mother, or a woman have the son-in-law and the son, we need to break it. Father, I ask that you forgive me for the wickedness. Now, maybe you hadn't done this. Could have been in your ancestors and you've got the death sentence for it. So everybody pray this. I ask you to forgive me for the wickedness of having sex with my wife's mother. Or if you're a woman, my daughter's husband. I break soul ties with that person. Send their soul and spirit back to them. Call back my soul and spirit to myself. Cleansed and sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind in Jesus' name. And I break the generationally inherited curse and death sentence from those sins. I break the curse of death that came upon me through those sins. And I command every spirit that came into me through the act of wickedness to leave me now in Jesus' name. And I give lead to the familiar spirits that attach themselves to me through that act. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, we're almost done. Verse 17. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness. Okay, I've already done those on another page. Okay, we'll just skip that right now. Okay, the next one, God addresses bestiality. In verse 15, it says, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. He shall be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast, and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now that seems unthinkable. But it's been going on since the beginning of time. Yep. And nothing's changed. We're going to start hearing more and more of this too. Now I heard somebody married their dog. I heard that. I mean, how crazy is it going to get? Okay. Yeah, it's going to get crazier too. Okay. But God makes it very clear his feelings about such an act. Anyone involved in bestiality has brought a death sentence upon themselves. And you know what, in farming communities, it's not unusual to hear young men say that they've had sex with a calf or a sheep or a pig or whatever.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. But when you grow up in the rural places that have farms with animals, it's not unusual for those kind of things to happen. Okay, so Father, now we may not have done that, but maybe our ancestors did, and maybe there's a death curse on us, and maybe we're suffering things we had nothing to do with. Let's break it. Father,
I didn't know
that this act would bring a death curse upon me or have a negative influence on every aspect of my life. I forgive my forefathers, and I ask you to forgive me for having, and my forefathers, for having sex with animals. In the name of Jesus, I break evil soul ties with every animal. If you've done that, you need to break soul ties with the animal and name the animal individually, a sheep, a pig, whatever. I send its soul and spirit back to it.
I send its soul and spirit back to it.
You know what? I prayed for a lady. She was raised on a farm. And I started calling out these animal spirits, and I said, I command the spirit of the pig. And she went, oh. I said, the spirit of the chicken. You know, she just made all those sounds. It just got funnier as I went. I thought, well, I just wonder how many animals. I named a duck and a cat and every name I could think of. But and she was making the noises. Maybe not to all of them, but it was just funny. I mean, and there was a woman from Germany one time, and she was a little off center. I'll put it like that. And the word that kept coming to me every time I would see her is cuckoo. And so when she came up for prayer, I said, somebody else said, well, where what culture were you? Well, my people were German. And the Black Forest, that's where they get the wood for the cuckoo clock. And I said, I bind that spirit of the cuckoo clock. And she went, cuckoo. You just never know. You never know what is in there. But because God had, that word was just there, I went for it. It was funny. We all had a big laugh. I mean, sometimes you just can't help but laugh. It's funny. Okay. So, break the soul ties. And if y'all didn't learn anything else at this camp, you learned how to break soul ties. So, you send whatever animal, you send its soul and spirit back to it. You call back your soul and spirit from it, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and give lead to the familiar spirits of whatever animal it was. The last one in this list that will bring the curse of death is found in verse 27. A man also, or a woman, that hath a familiar spirit. Now, earlier, we talked about those that went to those who had familiar spirits. Now we're talking about the person that has the familiar spirit. The witch. The psychic. These. It says, A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. God didn't mince any words about it. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. So how many have practiced witchcraft? You know what? You don't have to be a witch to practice witchcraft. Let me tell you what. Sex is the strongest form of witchcraft on this planet.
Right.
So if you're shacking up, you're practicing witchcraft. It's witchcraft. You get that soul tie, and then you lose authority over your body, and then they can control you. Psychic mind control, seducing spirits, astral project into your bedroom, get in the bed with you. Serious. Exodus 22:18, God said, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. You get a death sentence. Do you practice witchcraft? Deuteronomy 18:10, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire or that uses divination. You know what? Grandma used to read tea leaves. Practicing witchcraft.
Okay. What's practicing?
All of those things that... tea leaves, that's divination. It's divination.
Well,
in the Old Testament, it said somebody, they used to cast something, like roll the dice or something.
You got all sorts of ways. It's called divination.
Yeah.
People look at, they ask questions of the spirit realm. They look at rocks. They look at animals' organs. They look at
trees.
And they get answers. And sometimes even the way they fall brings an answer.
Right.
So it's not asking God. It's asking for another power.
Right. You're going to something other than God. You know, they used to do this little thing when you were pregnant. You would hold a pencil on a string, and if it went like this, it was a girl. If it went like that, it was a boy. All of that stuff is witchcraft. Knocking on wood. That's witchcraft. Listen, it's witchcraft. Okay, so we're all going to say the prayer because we've all done, like, I used to like to go to the fair, and I would go to that handwriting analysis machine. It looked like a big old computer, probably went meh, meh, you know, but they made it look all big and scientific, and you write your name on this card, and you put it in there, and it makes a bunch of noise, and it spits out your character. You're smart, you're going to be this, or, you know, it was like a mind reader. Yeah, all of those things that we did, that's witchcraft.
Fortune cookies.
Yes, fortune cookies, tarot cards, all that stuff. Okay, so if you've been the one to practice it, then you have a death sentence on you. So let's pray it. Let's pray the prayer. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus,
I ask you to forgive me
if you were in the occult.
I'm
just adding that one. If you were in the occult, if you practiced it, or a witch, I ask you to forgive me for being involved with the dark arts, the powers from the kingdom of darkness.
I renounce
every work of Satan.
I
pledge my allegiance to you, O God, and to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I break soul ties with everyone I ever practiced witchcraft with. If you did drugs with people, you practiced witchcraft. If you shared needles, if you smoked joints together, if you got drunk together, sex outside of marriage, witchcraft. Okay, I break soul ties with everyone I practiced witchcraft with, and send their souls and spirit back to them, and I call back my soul and spirit to myself, cleansed and sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind. I now bind and break the power of witchcraft off me and command out of me every spirit that came into me through witchcraft. Now take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. All divination, all witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. Every form of witchcraft, I break your power and command you to come out of God's people right now in Jesus' name. I also give leave to the familiar spirits that attach themselves to me through the practice of witchcraft and the dark arts. I now break the curse of death that I brought upon myself in the name of Jesus Christ. For it is written in Romans 8, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hey, we slew some dragons today. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, forgive me for having them late. Rick, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for keeping them late. And I ask you to bless the food. We thank you for every meal that's been served here, and we ask you to bless this meal and the fellowship. And Father, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Okay, wait. Okay, so if there's anybody here who has any kind of disease that is incurable, or even if you have a disease that is curable and you're having to take treatments or whatever, I bind that spirit of infirmity, that curse of death through infirmity, I break it in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of infirmity to get out of you now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. All infirmities go in the name of Jesus. Whatever your infirmity is, diabetes, heart disease, blood disease, bone disease, whatever, get out in the name of Jesus. Your legal right has been broken. The death sentence has been annihilated. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.